Hey Trayvon, how you doing?
All right, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, brother. Thank you for asking, man. I woke up today. I was hoping it was Friday, but it's Tuesday. I'm working our way there, man.
Yeah.
Trayvon, Quality Works trademark. You have been doing landscaping for how long now? I'm sorry for asking. Just want to verify.
Right, been doing it for 3 years so far.
3 years so far. Okay, perfect. All right. And you said you have a crew, right? I did see those notes here on behalf of Tara.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. I'll be straight to the point, Trayvon. I don't want to waste much of your time, brother. Our company name is Local Splash. We are premier partners to Google. What we offer, Trayvon, is to put Quality Works trademark right alongside of Medina Lawn Care, Luxury Gardens Landscape, JD Flowers Landscaping, Camargo Landscaping, and Kanzler Landscape. Not sure if you've ever heard of any of these companies, you know, but yeah, these companies, Trayvon, they are coming up on the first page of Google. That's why they stay very busy with work. So we would set your company, Quality Works Trademark, right alongside of these guys on that first page. I see that you already have a website, qualityworkstrademark.com. So,
right.
Yeah, that's awesome. What we can do, we can promote that on Google for you as well, so you can, you know, get quite a bit of traffic coming in that site, and it also allows us to reduce the rate for you quite a bit. We also, do you have any social media presence, Trayvon?
I have social medias, but I won't say too much of a presence. You know, it's not too easy to, you know, dealing with older people with the grass. You know, not too many people have social media.
Right, right. You're absolutely correct. Since Google and Meta is known as Facebook, of course, they have a partnership. What we would also do that's already included, there's no additional charge for it, we would run ads on Facebook for you through the business side. Right, so I'm not sure if you're familiar how ads work, but we would run ads through Facebook, and anyone scrolling through the feed, they'll start seeing ads for Quality Work pop up on their phone. Right, so not only will you be one of the top recommended companies on that first page of Google, we would also place you on social media through Facebook. We also work with Yelp and Apple. Not sure if you're familiar with Yelp.
Yeah.
We work with Yelp and Apple, so we would also put you on those platforms, Trayvon. You would also be through Yelp and through Apple. Anyone, you know, doing searches through Safari, they will also locate Quality Works trademark. So, you know, to sum things up for you, brother, and keep it very short and straight to the point, you know, you would be one of the top recommended companies on that first page of Google. And then what we allow you to do, Trayvon, is have multiple keywords as long as it's services that you offer. Now, are you only doing landscaping, or are you doing other things?
Landscaping is just about it.
Okay, perfect. Okay, because you already have your website, you know, and we'll get that promoted through Google on your GBP, which is your Google Business Profile, if we move forward. The pricing, well, it's actually quite low, brother. It's $249 a month to get you on that first page of Google, to get the website promoted for you on Google, to get the social media end going, the ads on Facebook, to put you on Yelp and Apple. That's what you would be looking at, $249, brother. And I say it's a very affordable rate because normally, I don't know if you've done work with other companies like Angie's List, Home Advisor, Thumbtack, 411. These companies are all under what is known as a paper lead service, and we work quite different than that, right? You pay that $249, there's no contract, you know, you're not bonded, it's a month-to-month service. And no matter how many jobs you get or how many leads you get, we don't charge you anything additional for that, Trayvon. You know, you only pay the $249. As long as you're paying that $249, we continue to keep you promoted on Google, keep you busy, and keep that workflow coming in. Okay? Now, The question is, have you been taking pictures of the work that you do, Trayvon?
Yeah, every day, yeah. I do, yeah.
Oh, okay, perfect. I only ask because we will put those on Google, brother, you know, right alongside your GBP. So I think you're going to see a huge difference being on Google, man. Are you working with anyone right now? Are you, like, on Angie's or 411 or any of these other sites?
It's actually ironic because I was going to ask you, if you don't mind me asking, how did you find my business? How did y'all find my business? Are you aware?
Well, you know what? I do know this, and I'm just going to keep it 100 with you, brother. We do have a team, a marketing team, that does look for clients through, you know, either Home Advisor, Angie's List, Thumbtack, and 411. And if your company is not being promoted on the first page of Google, you become a premier candidate for us.
Right. So, reason I ask, are you based in Chicago? I did my research and I see something about y'all being in California, and y'all calling from a Chicago number, right?
Yeah. So what we use, and this is something that Google provides for us, is what it's called the a routing number, right? So anywhere because we work throughout the entire state, right? So Google provides us with numbers that, you know, when we could, so if you call back that number, you're going to get our company, right? But right. You're right. Our corporate headquarters is out of Southern California and Orange County, California, is where I'm calling you from, which is our corporate office.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
yeah, that's where.
Like I said, ironically, I did get a call from Angie's List.
Mm-hmm.
That was my first time ever hearing of Angie's List. They
okay.
called me maybe yesterday. What's today? Today is Tuesday. They probably
Tuesday.
Called me yesterday, if I'm not mistaken, or even
okay.
Saturday, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And they explained everything to me. It was one thing that I didn't understand. I thought that the pay for leave was once I accept the job, then I will pay them. But it was once the person was able to message me or something like that, that's when they text
yeah.
me. So
correct.
I'm already down $200, and that's somewhat out of my budget. You feel me? To add another, like it's you know, I'm thinking about it hard because I made the Yelp yesterday because I told myself I definitely want to be a part of the Google. You know, I want to be one of the. I don't want people to scroll too much to see
uh-huh.
my business. Like I said, I want to be as soon as they see Christy Webb and stuff, they want to see quality work.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I.
Well, here, I'm going to keep it 100 with you, brother. It doesn't matter what website you're on, man. You can be on Angie's. You can be on Yelp. You can even be on Facebook. If you're not on Google, you're never going to be in a position where, you know, you're going to have a steady flow of work, man. Because here's the reality. 98% of people nationwide navigate through Google for everything, right? Nowadays, you ask somebody a question, hey, man, where can I find a mechanic or where can I find a plumber? And the first answer you get from someone is just Google it, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're never going to find somebody that's going to tell you, hey, just Angie it, right? It doesn't work that way, man, and it's unfortunate, right? But that's how it is, man. Google has become the Goliath. I mean, they're the gatekeepers of businesses growing and staying busy. Right. So the bottom line, brother, you got to get your company on Google. I mean, whether it's with us, whether it's with anyone else. I mean, if you want to stay busy, again, Angie's, I tell you this, man, I've dealt with a lot of clients, and I mean a lot of clients that come from Angie's because they're not happy with, you know, having to pay for a phone call that turns up to be someone just asking information, yet you got to come out of pocket for it. You know, and that really, it just doesn't sit very well with too many people. That's why Angie's has changed their name 3 or 4 times in the last couple of years because they continue to get sued, you know, for things of this nature. Yeah, they were just Home Advisor not too long ago, you know, and then there were Angie's with an S, and now they're just Angie without the S, but it's the same company. You know, the only reason they change their name is because all these lawsuits they have against them, you know. But again, the golden ticket here, Trayvon, I mean, if you're able to do the 249, I mean, you'll see that being on Google is going to be a game changer for you. But if it's not something you can do, brother, then, I mean, you know, I definitely understand, you know, but...
okay, so how will I be paying? Will you be emailing me something, or how will I be paying?
If you wanted to move forward, I mean, you'll provide me an email, and then I already have your phone number, the 773-999 number. I'll take the payment, and then you'll get confirmation while we're on the phone of the payment being processed, right? I mean, I can also send you here. You said you were already doing some homework on us, which is good, you know, that you're looking us up. I mean, you should definitely read our reviews, too. You can see most of our clients are very satisfied with the service that we do, because the customers that are with us are not with us because they're under a contract or they're obligated. You know, we don't hold contracts. The clients that are with us because they are happy with the service that we do provide. And, you know, and the bottom line is if you keep a customer busy and keep work coming in, that's how customers stick with us, you know, because what we do works, man. And clients like paying a flat rate and having limited amount of calls and work coming in. I just text you over the our website and my information, Trayvon. But yes, the way that it would work is I would take your info, your email address, first and last name. I mean, all the basic 101s. You know, what time that you wanted to show on Google that you're open from. You know, what days are you available? Because we'll put those on the first page of Google, and then I will send that information over to our IT guys, and then they will give you a call tomorrow to finish the process.
All right, give me a second as I fill this out.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Alright, so I sent the link that you sent me. I entered my name, email, and phone, and it says, thank you for your message. It's been sent.
Yeah, give me a second. Now, I'm just showing you the legitimacy of the company so you can have, you know. Okay, perfect. Okay. And Trayvon, what's your, how do you spell your first name, brother?
TREVEYON.
Yeah, I would have got that wrong a long time ago, bro. TREVEYON. Okay. And your last name?
Kinnard. KINNARD.
Okay. And what's your email address, Mr. Kinnard?
Support, SUPPORT, at QualityWorksTrademark.com.
Support at QualityWorksTrademark.
That's work with a K, with an S at the end, my fault.
Okay. Okay, perfect. And the 773-999-2107, is that the number that you want to appear on Google?
Yeah, okay. As of now. If possible to change, can I change that? Do I call y'all?
Absolutely. No. You can call us or you can do it yourself once you have access to the dashboard. Yeah, you can change that later.
Yes.
What address do you have the businesses registered to, Mr. Kinnard?
One second.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. I can't find the actual address. It's a It's just the office.
Oh, okay. We're not going to list that. It's just in case you ever get any correspondence. Do you have your address we can put on file?
Say it again. Do I have my address?
Yeah. We're not going to list it on Google unless you want it listed.
Yeah, no, that's not listed.
Okay. Go ahead. What's your address?
9910 South Hoxie, Hoxie Avenue.
Of what now?
9910 South Hoxie, Hoxie Avenue.
Okay, gotcha. I have a zip code of 60617.
Right.
Okay. And then what hours did you wanted to say on Google, and what days that you wanted to show that you're open for work?
Monday through Saturday, 8 to 7, 8 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. And how far are you willing to travel for new clients, brother? How many miles?
15-mile radius.
Miles out. Okay. Are you currently licensed and insured, Mr. Kennard, or not yet?
I am, yep, but I was told that, you know, I might need to change some things up.
Okay, no worries. I mean, we can still help. No. Okay. Do you have a business Facebook page for Quality Works Trademark?
I do. That's the name, Quality Works Trademark.
Okay. Okay, bear with me here 1 second. So you already have the website, QualityWorksTrademark.com. Perfect. Okay. Okay. And Mr. Kennard, you'll get a call tomorrow from the IT guys. Those are the ones that are going to place you on the first page of Google, promote the website, do the ads through Facebook. What time tomorrow? Do you have about 20 or 30 minutes to spare, brother?
Probably around 12:30.
Okay, bear with me here 1 second. Let me double check that. I don't have a 12:30, Mr. Kennard. I do have a 1 p.m. available. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's cool.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. And then you do have access to support at QualityWorksTrademark.com, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just asking because I'm going to send all the confirmation there, of course. And then I do need a security question, Mr. Kennard. Anytime you call us or we call you, we would have to verify this. You get to choose one of these three, your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your pet's first name.
Mother's maiden name, Christine Marsh.
Can you spell that for me, please?
Christine, C-H-R-I-S-T-I-N-E.
Okay, do you just want me to put Christine, or do you want me to put the last name as well?
Yeah, you can just put Christine.
Okay, 1 second. Okay, perfect. Got that in. Okay, and then in reference to the 249 payment, Mr. Kennard, how did you want to take care of that? We do take Visa, MasterCard, Discover, and Amex.
I was going to pay using American Express. Am I able to type everything in myself or what?
What do you mean? For the payment?
Are you able to send me the link for me to do it? Or do I have to tell you?
Well, you, if you want to get the ball rolling, I mean, because we would have to create a whole account, and then I have to walk you through it because we have to give you access to the dashboard if you wanted to take that route. I can do that if you wanted to do that, but that's going to take a while for me to get our IT department to create an account. Or I can take the payment and I can stay on the phone with you while you get confirmation on it to your phone and your email address.
All right, I'll tell you the information.
Okay. All right. Whenever you're ready, let me know.
I'll let me know you're ready. All right, 3767.
Okay.
427-338-12005.
Okay. Expiration.
Expiration is September 2027.
And then the last four, well, they're actually in front of the card with the Amex. It's going to be the four digits.
1042.
1042. Okay. Okay. Perfect. And the card does read Trayvon Kennard, correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. All right, bear with me just 1 second, Mr. Kennard, while I verify this is a valid card. All right, let me just read our disclosure to you, and then we'll be all set here. I'm going to walk you through what is called the voice verification recording. The reason behind this, we do have you on a discounted pre-agreement, and as an added form of protection for you, Mr. Kennard, we're going to send this to you in writing with your invoice. As I'm walking you through this, if there's anything you don't understand, please ask me to clarify. I'll be more than happy to do so. Welcome to Local Splash Voice Verification. Again, the call is being recorded and monitored for quality assurance. To ensure everything is correct, Mr. Kennard, can you please state the name of the company?
QualityWorksTrademark.com. I'm sorry, I'm looking at QualityWorks Trademark LLC.
I said, okay, I got to change it here. I didn't. Okay. Can you please state your name and the title that you have with the company?
Trayvon Kennard. Owner.
Thank you very much. Are you an authorized party to enter this service agreement on behalf of Quality Works Trademark?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Are you an authorized party on this billing account?
Yes.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, Mr. Kennard, we ask that you're also involved in the growth of this campaign. Do you also agree to be responsive to our phone calls and emails when necessary?
Yes.
Okay. Those calls will come from an 877-635-6225 number. You already have that number as the number I text you from, so please save that number. In hiring Local Splash, we will be your certified marketing representative. Do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing while you're with us?
Yes.
Okay. The initial payment term will be processed today, September 10th, in the amount of $249. When this is completed, the secondary payment will not take effect until October 10th, and that's going to be for $249. That's going to be your monthly flat rate. Keep in mind, Mr. Kennard, that this is not a contract and that you hold the right to suspend or cancel this service at any time if you're not satisfied with our service. Okay? We ask that if you ever did want to cancel our service, you contact that 877 number and speak to a live agent. All we ask is you give us a call prior to the 10th of every month, which will be your renewal date. Okay. And then lastly, do you understand and agree to our terms and agreement that you can renew or cancel the service at any time?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Bear with me here 1 second. You will be getting emails coming in about a minute or two, Mr. Kennard, welcoming you to the company. You're going to get one in particular that says this is your initial invoice on that particular email, what you want to do is open that up, and there's going to be a small link that says Terms and Conditions. You want to click that link, and then what's going to do is going to take you to a page that says Terms of Experience. On the bottom of that, you're going to see your phone number. Right underneath your phone number is going to be two square boxes. The first square box you have to click on says that you give us permission to call or text you when we have to. And the secondary box that you have to click on says that you accept our terms and conditions, which is that this is not a contract, it's a month-to-month service, and that you hold the right to suspend or cancel the service at any time if you're not happy. Right underneath that, you're going to see your name, Trayvon Kennard, and then it's going to ask you to type in your name just as it appears. You know, you have to spell it exactly as it is. And once you do that, you will want to hit submit or confirm signature. And what that does, it sends that over to our IT guys. So when they call you tomorrow, that's one of the first questions they're going to ask you if you were able to complete our terms and conditions. Try to get to that, Mr. Kennard, before 10 a.m. tomorrow. If for whatever reason you don't get to it, not a big deal. Just let the IT guys that you were not able to complete it, and they'll walk you through it. But it's quite simple. You know, you just got to complete those, you know, click on both of the little boxes, and then you'll be done with it. But if, like I said, if you don't do it, just make sure you let them know. And again.
Okay, so let me ask that as I click this link from the email and I press submit, or, you know, I press submit to confirm everything, confirm my signature, it's asking me to log in.
Okay, it's asking you, oh, you already did it. Yeah, okay. Yeah. So it's going to ask you for your dashboard credentials, right? Is that what it's doing?
It's asking for a username and a password.
Yeah, username and a password. You will get those tomorrow from the IT guys. Normally, nobody does that really quick. Here, let me double check if you did it correctly. Hold on. Yeah. You did, Mr. Kennard. Excellent. Thank you very much for doing that. So you're all set. Tomorrow that you get the call from the IT guys at 1 p.m., they'll provide all those credentials for you. All I ask is don't miss that phone call at 1, because that's the only thing that will delay the process if you miss the appointment with the IT department.
If we can go back in time real quick to adjust that address.
The address you gave me?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. Let me go back in here. 1 second. All right, go ahead.
Address is 875 North Michigan Avenue, Chicago, Illinois, 60611.
Okay. 875 North Michigan Ave. The zip code that shows up for me is 60610. Is that not correct?
It may be so, because it's just skyscraper.
Oh, you know what? Never mind. I just seen another one that became available, 60611.
All right.
I already went ahead and updated that, Mr. Kennard. Let me be the first one to welcome you to the company. You know, we're looking forward to have a long-term relationship with Quality Works, Trademark, brother. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to show you what we can do here working alongside Google. Again, please just try to make sure you take that phone call tomorrow, 1 p.m.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Kennard. Talk to you tomorrow, brother. You have a good one.
Have a night.
Good night.